radio professional at work. Diorama. This is a diorama, actually. Seasoned radio professional. Amber alert for young Scott Walker. Missing since Wednesday, last seen heading south on vintage Harley, helmetless white male, wearing indomitable cutoff blue jean jacket. Amber alert. Well, what do you know? Okay.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome comedian and Bob's Burgers star, Andy Kittler. Plus all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose dog has a love-bite relationship with him, Michael Feldman.
Love-bite. Exactly right. Love-bite relationship. We all have them. You always bite the hand you love, is my dog's favorite song. Okay, how are you? Pretty good, then? Nice crowd here today, and a big football. We're playing some team that is either one person named Troy, or an entire team of them that the Badgers are playing, and a lot of people are just going there to see who the heck this Troy is. But not you. No, you're here. Well, you can go later. It's a later game, so that's good. All right, Scott Walker, of course, very much in the news now. Where is he, number one? When's he coming back? You know things are bad when it's Jesus calling, collect. Okay. Governor Walker, as you know, is the only candidate that Jesus talks to, although Donald Trump talks to Jesus. So there is sort of that symbiosis there, is what I'm saying. Well, talks to Jesus, tells him a thing or two. You know, Donald. During the debate, I learned that the 11 individuals were an extinct branch of entry-level hominids because I was watching Nova instead of the GOP debate. And they were actually the same thing. It was totally amazing. Well, it was either that or Duck Dynasty. But that's too much like the debates, really, for a change. The best part was when they all crowded onto the right wing of Air Force One there at the Reagan Library. The whole field was on the right wing. Think tips up. Feel bad for the Reagan Library staff. They're still counting the slashes in Trump's toga. The Republicans' big problem now is they don't have a Mark Anthony to bury the guy. Someone's got to bury Caesar. It's Shakespeare. Read a book once in a while. Oh, sorry. All right, Mark Anthony joke bombs. Note to self. I don't think I've ever made a Mark Anthony joke, and it's not going to happen again. Frowny face. Okay, let's see. Unintended result. Carly Fiorina now feels enabled to get ugly. Now it's, and she did during the debate. It was cool. And Scott, of course, was right next to her, on her right. And kept raising his hand, and she wouldn't call on him. She teachered him. The worst thing you can do to Scott Walker is teacher him. The poor guy was intimidated. Oh, God. Playing teacher to Scott Walker is the same as in a cartoon when a little devil pokes our hero in the butt with a pitchfork. A little cartoon. That moment, I'm saying the debate was just, for some reason, I thought of little, you know, those little devils in cartoons. Anyway, it looks like the first time the GOP nominee will be TBA. So, that's an improvement. In other news, that isn't, a Jewish teen makes a homemade clock. Nothing. While here, Pope Francis, to appear on America's Got Pontiffs, the Pope will be speaking Spanish on his tour just to keep Donald Trump at hand's length. He's a notorious ring kisser, Trump, you know, so. The Burger King Peace Day riots continue in India. Hamburgers for Peace is not an Indian tradition. Why do I bother? Try to teach you something. It'll take more than two hands to handle this Whopper, ladies and gentlemen. Study finds that two people on the same antidepressant repel one another. See, that's useful information. North Korea and Amazon now have missiles pointed at one another on the launch pads. Kim Jong Bezos, working on the ultimate prime delivery, ladies and gentlemen. She's a beauty. You know, he's got the Saturn booster. He fished it out, Bezos. You know that? He did. True. Scary. He's going to the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. In defense of Donald Trump, he thought the guy said, Obama wears muslin. And the Donald thought, being a Kenyan, he probably did. You know, apologizing for Trump would be like Groucho actually defending Margaret Dumont's honor. It's, and if you're old enough, you'd really think that was uproarious. Ahmed Mohammed and his clock on America's Got Talent. Ahmed Mohammed and his clock on America's Got Talent. Ahmed is up for the Peace Prize as well, which is, ironically is a handmade clock. Doesn't really need the Peace Prize. Ann Coulter bites off more than she can chew. By the way, in the Weimar Republic, how many Jews are there in this blanking country? Killed. That was the funniest thing you could say. That's in the Weimar Republic some years ago. Anyhow, I'm reluctant to schedule an Ann Coulter, Bernie Sanders celebrity death match. Still, if she dies, she dies. Budweiser et al. Buys Miller et al. It will open the seventh seal of the beer-ocalypse. You mark my words. If you wanna. Mark, what does that mean? You mark someone's words.
How do you, red
what, huh?
A red marker.
Yeah, but while they're coming out, what do you do? I'm marking your words. Wait. If gas hits $2 by Christmas, we're driving to the Holy Land. On the vaccine thing of the GOP debate, begging the question really, because if they had been vaccinated, they wouldn't be Republicans. Okay. Oh, this just in, Carly Fiorina suspends her campaign after her HP stock crashes. Another golden parachute goes thud. And I was just thinking, this is nothing or anything, or nothing. Just thinking that Donald Trump is the father-in-law and Hillary is the mother-in-law from hell. So after this is all over, they should marry. The number one power in-law couple. They would, forced to be reckoned with. Okay, think about it on the way home. But don't leave now, come on. Just kidding around here. Jeb Bush offers a fig leaf to Trump, a real Indian casino in Florida, right on the water. Well, water, the Everglades. The 80 nanometer invisibility cloak is waiting for the right wearer. Should be very tiny and don't want to be seen. So, I'm gonna wear this thing. Okay, science neither. How about this one? This year's flu vaccine will work on last year's flu. Fortunately, I still have last year's flu, so I feel finally relief. Saturn's moon and Enceladus is covered in salad. Enceladus. Okay, I thought, boy, this is ghetto. The moon Enceladus is covered in salad. Must be. Why would they call it that? And finally, Scott Walker, the plan to slash and burn all unions in the U.S. Should bring back child soccer ball sewing work to the U.S. So it's a win-win, and his job total goes way up. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much for your indulgence. Okay. And the sad news from Lake Wobegon, did you hear that? Huh? What? You didn't hear it? Well, why are you listening to this show then? You should be listening to that one. You hear the news from Lake Wobegon. Garrison Keillor is kicking off his final season. This year. I know. The final season hosting Paranormal Companion, the Fitzgerald there in St. Paul. He's coming off a 30-city farewell bus tour. He said farewell to 30 buses in that tour, and they were very sad to see him go because a lot of work for those buses. The 73-year-old says he plans to step down as host after this season, and so if I am in fact renewed, that means this spring, which I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure it's going to happen or not, but if I do, I win. And I'm not going to be small about this. That's a big deal.
You outlasted.
I got to get one more year. One more year. One more year. Come on. One more year. One more year. Thank you very much. That's okay. Otherwise, we tie. That's good, too. There aren't enough ties anymore, like in sports. You know, they always try to resolve things. I like tied sports. Makes me feel, like, really unsatisfied. But at least you're not really PO'd about, you know, the outcome. who's taking his place? The show is going to go on Prairie Home, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the new Prairie. Well, oh, that's Apprentice. Okay, then I don't know who's...
Chris.
Huh?
Chris Thiel. Or Thiel. One of his musicians.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. Really stupid.
Put a musician in charge of anything.
Ah,
ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, if I go down...
I'm not taking over.
Not you, Jeff.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
We're trying to track down the king of comedy, Andy Kindler, now. We keep getting his voicemail. Can we put his voicemail on...
Just loop it over and over?
Can we put his voicemail on the air? Yeah, we're going to try and get his voicemail on there. That's a start. You know, he's in Bob's Burgers, and he's...
Where's Lyle?
Comedian. Lyle is went back to Ames, Iowa to look for his glasses. He left behind. 5 hours either way, but he loves those reading glasses. They were like $2 or something at Walgreens. Andy Kindler's voicemail, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I can put it on?
Hope you enjoyed my new upbeat voice.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Do it again. Come on. I'm sorry. That was my fault. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of comedy, Andy Kindler, is, apostrophe S, is voicemail. Here it is now.
I think we should leave a message. What do you all think? Yes.
Yes. I got to hear the voice. Hold the voicemail before we can leave a message. Andy Kindler's voicemail.
Hi, this is Andy. Please leave me a message. I hope you enjoyed my new upbeat voice.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording,
can I leave a message now?
Or press 1 for more options.
Andy, Michael Feldman, supposed to be on the show, man. Right now, I know you worked last night. Come on, get up, pick up. Andy. Public radio, we don't stand for this. It's like messing with Diane Ring. Hey. Andy. Get up, Andy. Your brother made a big success of himself at Morgan Stanley. What have you done? Andy? <Okay. laughs> His brother does work at Morgan Stanley. Okay, here's what I was going to say to Andy Kindler. Before we get to Andy, I'm sure we'll get him. Trying to get an alternative number from his publicist. Okay. Let's play this little, first little clip here. This is him in, just before he does stand-up. This is what he's like before doing stand-up. Andy Kindler. First clip. Clip one.
The name of the show?
Yeah.
Well, it's called I Wish I Was Bitter.
Uh-huh.
Does it bother you that it should be I wish I were bitter? But I wish I were bitter doesn't sound as good to me. I wish I were bitter. I wish I were bitter. I guess if I was saying you wish I would... we wish you were here. We wish you was here.
I don't know. That's okay. It's gonna be three.
One more thing.
Well, like, how horrible do I look? I don't like overconfidence in comedy anyway. So I certainly have that. I got that going on.
Okay, but most of you know Andy Kindler, I guess, from Bob's Burgers. How many of you are big Bob's Burgers fans? You have to be a certain age, like young. Got to be young. And on this show, which is, I guess, about Bob's Burgers, and there's a couple and a family, like they live at the burger place at Bob's Burgers, but there's like every star in Hollywood, by the way, and every comedian is on this show as a voice. Yeah. What's the matter, Jeff? Something wrong?
It's his kid's favorite show, and Jeff went to the live Bob's Burger show.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that? Why are you telling Jeff that?
He's whispering in sweet nothings in my ear.
Do you know about Bob's Burgers? Could you sit down here for a minute, then? Can you mind filling in for Andy Kindler? And Jeff Hammond is sitting in for Andy Kindler on the whole Bob's Burgers thing. Who does he play in Bob's Burgers?
I want to say he's a mortician. It's not a huge...
Why do you want to say that? Is it true?
Because I believe it to be true.
Mort is a mortician?
Is that his name, Mort?
Mort, yeah.
He's not in the show all the time. I wouldn't say he's a main character, but I think he's a
big,
mortician.
Big, though. Right up there next to... Somebody.
Yeah. I mean, he comes into the Bob's Burgers restaurant
and
orders burgers.
And this is an animated cartoon, we should mention, in case you're wondering, you thought it was like a sitcom or something. It's not. It is an animated sitcom.
Yes, that's correct.
But very strange and has everyone in it.
Has everyone in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
H. John Benjamin.
I saw the toilet, uncredited. George Clooney.
What?
It was a toilet. You're saying it. Did you hear it, sir? See it? Yeah, George Clooney.
Okay.
Beat that. See if you can beat that.
I can't.
Jeff.
I can't. I tried. I can't.
I did my research. Too bad it's not on the phone here. I could really impress him. Kindler. Yes, yeah, so, and we have a clip from that. Tell me what's happening here in this clip.
Sure, let's hear it.
Can we play that next clip?
But most of the time, what I find is lots and lots of tumors.
Aw, already finishing each other's.
Oh, my God, no, Linda.
Sentences.
Okay, what was happening?
Sure, what that was, it sounds to me, Linda, who is Bob's wife,
Bob's wife.
Has a zany sister, and who's
What's
single. What's her name?
Yeah, you remember this, that's okay.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyways, it sounds like they were trying to set up Linda's sister with Andy Kindler's character.
Oh, yeah, they double dated.
Yes, that's what that episode was about.
And the thing about finishing sentences?
Well, yeah, that's what you do once you get to know someone and you're a cute couple, you finish each other's sentences. And they were implying.
Do you do that in your own life?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Okay. who finishes whose? That's the power angle of the whole thing. Anyhow, is that a recurring kind of joke about finishing sentences in Bob's Burgers?
It is not.
Okay. Are there recurring jokes or themes?
Boy, there's so much comedy on there. I don't want to say recurring because it's always different and very funny.
I'm saying something that keeps happening if you don't want to say recurring.
Oh, okay. Well, Bob's kind of a bumbling guy, bumbling through life. There's always...
Yeah. Who plays Bob?
H. John Benjamin, who used to be... Who played Ben on Dr. Katz and who plays Archer on...
Oh, he's Archer?
Yeah, same guy. Same guy. It was great.
I got it. This is cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start watching this show.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
my kids.
No, go ahead, and then you're saying.
What else?
Something that was recurring. It kept happening.
Well,
a theme, sort of a theme.
I wish I could say there was a theme. I mean, every show is different. Something.
Do they try to keep making better burgers?
He's just trying to stay open. There's never a lot of people there, and he has competition across the street. Jimmy Pesto's Pizza. and their kids go to school together, and Jimmy Pesto always has more customers and better televisions, and they both did a Super Bowl ad, and Jimmy Pesto's was better. So it's always, Bob is always...
They both did a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, they both did, and they had the same athlete doing it, and Bob didn't know that. He was all excited, and then...
Who was the athlete?
He was a mythical, I mean, some guy that played football for some New York team. They weren't specific. No one real. I mean, no one we'd heard of. You know?
Okay. So that comes up a lot, that sort of thing, that competition.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's just always kind of bumbling through.
And then do we see the family in situations, do we see them on vacation or in situations outside the burger?
Sure. They've gone on vacation. They've
gone
camping, and they got lost on the river. And they found some survivalists in a motorhome, and the kids hung out with them while Bob and Linda got lost on the river and then took.
Is this like The Hills Have Eyes and
it's
meets Deliverance kind of thing?
I mean, there's a river. And
are there any hills, people?
And, no, there's hills and a river. I don't think The Hills Had Eyes, but I see where you're going. A lot of similarities in that sense. Rafting.
Well, I mean, how far do they go in these sorts of things? They keep it pretty light. They don't get in the real.
Well, I got to say, it's. I mean, adults would laugh at it, and there's stuff I think my kids don't get about
it's
it.
It's deeply psychological. And
I don't know about that. It's. I mean, just how a lot of cartoons can. The kids can find it funny, but the adults kind of get some of the jokes that the kids probably didn't get.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit grown up.
It's Adult Swim, after all.
It's a little bit like that, yeah. Yeah, no, there's some adult humor in there. It's a little edgy, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Jeff.
Sure, my pleasure, Michael.
It's been hallucinating.
Yes, it's great to meet you.
And I think you pretty much covered Bob's Burgers. And we'll say goodbye to Andy right now, and... if he wakes up in the course of this, he did work last night at one of those LA clubs where the audience is all comedians. That's got to be fun. And comedians don't laugh at other comedians. That's got to be like hell, basically. Got to be like a little cartoon devil with a pitchfork. I like to use my metaphors often. Andy, so if he calls during, we'll try during the course of the show if you really want to hear Andy Kindler after this. Then
we've pretty much covered it.
You'll be in luck. That's the king of comedy, Andy Kindler. All right. Feel like playing a little tune now?
I don't know. I'm a little creeped out by that interview with Jeff. But yeah, I think.
What didn't you like about it?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I was creeped out by it.
Okay, but what was creepy about it?
I don't know.
That he knew that much about Bob's Burgers?
I'll have to reflect and observe myself and try to understand.
You see, it's an age thing, John.
It's an age thing?
Yeah.
Well, he's got kids.
He's in the demographic that likes Bob.
Oh, that's true. Burgers. That's true. I'm a little bit older.
He's still
so
at the upper end of it. But
yeah, the upper way on the upper end.
Yeah, you are more like, Woody Woodpecker, Looney Tunes, that's all folks kind of thing. I see you're more a Wile E. Coyote type.
Okay.
And Acme Rockets.
Well, I could take that, but.
No, actually, I mean, I am too. So I'm just thinking of myself here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. What's this tune going to be?
This is called Guatemala.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Huh? Michael Feldman. She said, that's your position. Are you hitting this? Flash it. You're flashing. Hey. I don't know if these are the ones I was going to take or the ones I rejected. Doesn't really matter, I guess. How are you? Pretty good, then?
Yeah.
How about that Andy Kindler? Nice answering machine. Why do people say there are only 24 hours in a day? Ellen, are there more? That way we're not admitting that there are actually more than 24 hours in a day. Could you stand up, please? And what do you mean?
Well,
I'm a reference librarian. That was a question I got from someone who called and asked, why do people say there are more than, there are only 24 hours in a day? Because they...
Why that there are more, though?
No, this person actually thought there were only 12 hours in a day, and that the other 12 hours were borrowed from the next day.
Let me ask you this. Does being... sort of makes sense. You see, you might, like military time or something, all goes out in one, you know, just keeps going. But the, let me ask you this. Does being a reference librarian ever make you despair of humanity?
Yes.
Gotcha. Reference librarians, ladies and gentlemen. God love them. God love them. Is that loud? Oh. What? What?
She's enjoying your show.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Could you keep it down, dear? I'm gonna come and meet you. If you're enjoying it, I gotta meet the one person who is, because everyone else is just, they're being very nice about it, but they're just putting up with me. I can tell when you, right?
Hey, absolutely.
Well, you got a poem or something to read, or?
Oh, a song if you want it.
Okay, hang on a second. I got to meet the lady who likes me first, and then your song. Your song is second. We're working as... How are you? Pretty good, then? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can I get you to stand up here next to me so I can hug you? Come on. What? I don't have to ask you.
We just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
50? You celebrated 50 years?
Yes.
Out of how many? But the first 20 were hell.
No, they were the best.
Oh, okay. I'm out of 70, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
And your name is?
Kathy.
Kathy, you want to tell me your last name? Or?
Kathleen Mary Margaret McCann Patterson.
So a couple of Catholics and a Norwegian got there.
He snuck in there.
The Norwegian?
No, but I'll be one.
Have you met the Irish guys yet?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, her father-in-law doesn't like me. My father-in-law doesn't like me.
How did you not become a nun? This is me.
Oh, my sister became a nun.
Your sister became a nun, so that freed you of the
I
need?
I was free. I could do whatever I wanted.
Did you ever think about it? You know,
oh, yeah.
Not a bad job. You got a car.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago. You had to do fun.
Yeah. You get a car, I think, but it's always a Buick.
Yep.
Not so bad. Ministers get Buicks, too. They don't have Pontiacs anymore. There's nothing to, you know, trade up to if you want to go up to, you know, a religion that pays better. You get like a, you know, Lincoln Continental if you're a Unitarian or something.
No, most of the time we rode the bus.
Rode the bus, yes. And where did you do this?
On the south side of Chicago.
South side of Chicago, that's right.
78th Street.
Yeah, and are you still living there now?
No.
No.
No, we moved up.
Yeah, where are you now?
Well, now we live in Waukesha.
In Waukesha, yeah, how's that?
It's great. We live right on the river.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Wonderful. And you're my biggest fan, is what I hear, and what I'm hearing here. You're really enjoying. You say you was really enjoying it.
No, I was enjoying the show.
Yeah. This kind of kills it.
No. I'm just trying to be careful that I don't say anything wrong.
No, you can't say anything wrong with me.
Oh, okay, because you do it all.
I'm gonna hug you just to stop you. I'm gonna hug you just to wrap you up here so you can't do any more humor.
Take a picture of us.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Nice shot.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. We have something for you, dear.
Oh, okay.
Is it your birthday or anything like that?
No, we just celebrated.
Anniversary? When was it recently?
August 28th.
Huh. No, that's not close enough. August 28th, oh, that's so past.
September 27th, so that's.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we can celebrate. Let's celebrate their anniversary. What do they get? I'm sorry, I can't turn around here without really doing you offense.
Celebrate your anniversary or any occasion with a bottle of estate-grown dry red Domaine du Sac wine with overtones of raspberries and dark cherries from the Wollersheim Winery.
Can I have... You want it without the overtones? Do you like the overtones?
Yes.
You want the overtones?
I don't know what that...
You can get it without the overtones of dark cherry.
Just... Bring on the wine.
Bring on the order. Did you say two bottles you needed?
Sure.
They said two bottles they needed. Just mark a two next to that description. Don't read it again, no. And then, we got a song here. This is good, right?
I think it's debatable.
Well, come on, we'll debate it. Look what happened at the debate. Come on, get up here, and you got a song. And it's I don't know. Okay, and then tell us about this song. Who are you?
Well, first of all, I'm Jim Burgard.
Hi, Jim.
From Oakland, California.
From Oakland.
Slightly farther than San Diego from here, but we didn't want to discredit San Diego. That's a great town.
It depends if you're counting the topography.
You got it.
There.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Tell me about this.
Well, it claims that you're a vampire.
Okay.
Is that ready?
Did you write this song?
Yes.
Okay. It's a song in which I appear as a vampire, and I didn't ask him anything more about it, but here it is anyway. And what's it called?
It doesn't have a title.
Okay. Doesn't have a song either.
Born in Milwaukee in a haunted house. Started life by eating a mouse. Haunted and terrorized the nation of the free. Killed his first human when he was only three. Michael Feldman, king of the bloody vampires. Michael Feldman, king of the bloody vampires.
Whether a paper plate buffet or an elegant sit-down dinner, any meal is enhanced with award-winning wines Domaine du Sac and Prairie Fumé.
She learns quick. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea what any of this means. 24 hours in a day. Back to the mix here now. Jeff Curran. Do you like Macintosh apples? I can't do it again. So did you get the apples yet?
I've got two right here.
Can I see what you got?
Yeah.
Well, those are apples. I'm so glad those are apples hanging in your front pouch there.
A kind lady gave them to me at the farmer's market, and I said I was going to see Michael Feldman. He said, or she said,
Matt,
take one to him also for sharing.
Beautiful apple.
I just washed them in the restroom, if that's okay here.
Yes, in the toilet. It looks a little blue, but it's fine.
I got a little excited because we were in a hurry, and one of them dropped in, but I did clean it, so...
Which apple?
Get rid of that.
Trade you?
No, it's fine. I like a spot on my apple because I appreciate imperfections because I have to. Okay. So what? This. What kind of apple is this now?
This is a Macintosh apple.
Okay. And what is this?
Something for lunch. These only come out at a grocery store where we're located around Halloween time.
Oh, Henry bars, they're everywhere.
And I like those a lot.
You take it then.
I've got more. And I especially...
Do you have a little dorm refrigerator filled with O'Henry, little miniature O'Henry bars?
I have about 7 or 8 of those sacks of those in my desk drawer at work. And then the girls come along. Some guys, yeah, but I'm more interested in giving them to the girls. Yeah, it helps to, you know, have some collateral to work with the girls. And they've been...
With your apples swinging, they like that, too.
Yeah.
A lot of them like that. They don't all like it. A lot of them like it.
Some do, but I don't...
No, you need to comment on that. Thank you very much. And, okay. Put this here for now. How are we doing time-wise?
We're good.
Still got more time?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'm sorry if those of you at home who weren't here before the show started. Well, it might have helped a little bit understanding that interchange, but he's very much into apples, but only Macintosh. This is all you need to know, really. Olivia Zizzo, college student, what's your favorite color? Stand up, Olivia Zizzo, and ask me your question properly.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is whatever your favorite color is. And I mean that. Father of daughters.
Yes.
Love it, Anya. Okay. Olivia Zizzo, as a college student. No, I like, I always say blue, but I'm really sick of blue. You like blue?
Yeah, I like.
No, I love blue. Blue is good, and it's good on any occasion, you know?
Yeah, I'm wearing blue right now.
Yes, you're wearing blue right now. I'm not. I'm wearing green. This is really weird. I never wear this shirt, but it was clean and looked pressed. But then I noticed there's a stain on it here. Like toothpaste that stayed. You know, what? I didn't eat the apple yet. I can't. Anyhow, what are you, you're in college?
Yes.
And what are you studying?
Political science.
For or against?
For.
Okay, good. Are you going to be a political scientist?
No, I want to be a lawyer.
A lawyer. Okay. Okay. Very good. What kind of law do you want to do?
Not sure yet.
What year are you in?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman in college?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still got to go through college, and you got to spend a lot of time to think about what kind of law, you know, how you want to take people's money. Easiest way to do it, billable hours, I think, is in year one. So, okay, well, good luck to you. You go to school here?
Edgewood.
The fighting
Eagles.
Weren't they the Crusaders at one time?
That's the high school.
What?
That's the high school.
They're still doing the Crusades in the high school. Isn't that nice? They don't really. Someone should tell them the Ixnay on the Crusades cray. All right, we should probably get moving along here, is what I'm thinking, and get to the What Do You Know quiz. That went rather well, didn't it? We had a song. We had a very lovable woman here who's crazy about my everything. We have to know can and cannot participate in the quiz. That is your cue here, sir. Call it a cue. Your cue to step over here and... You look like an outdoorsman or something, are you?
Not really.
No? Why do you look like one, then? You got, what is this, a fanny pack in front? You got the fanny pack in front thing.
Yes, actually, I do.
Yeah. What? I'm not going to meddle or anything. Is it? What do you keep in your fanny pack in front?
Stuff.
Okay, here, take this and read that. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, ladies and gentlemen.
The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, you mean I have to ground my drone the entire time the Pope is here? Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Well delivered. He stood, he delivered, and he ended. All right, let's see. I know you look excited about this. Let's see the hands of anyone here who wants to win some fabulous prizes that it never occurred to anyone else to want to. This young man here looks to me like he is the future. I feel like I'm staring at the future. This is the future, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his Rubik's Cube. How are you?
Good.
What is the future's name?
Matthew.
Matthew? Yeah. From around here, Matthew, or where are you from?
Yeah, Madison. So.
Yeah, Madison. Yeah. You call it your home then?
Yeah.
Cool. So what's up?
No.
What you been doing with yourself?
Well, I'm here.
You're here, I know, but are you here under duress? Did they force you to come here?
More or less.
Do you always travel with your Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
Just for the show, it's something to do, right?
That too.
Yeah. And are you really good at doing it?
No.
So that's why you're still carrying it?
Yeah.
And where do you go to school, Matthew?
I go to Eagle School.
Eagle School, home of the fighting Talons. The Eagle Talons. What?
That's actually true.
Are the Talons? They are the Talons! America's Got Talent, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew, right?
Yeah.
How are you? Good. Giving one good reason you should play this quiz, Matthew.
I like Rubik's Cubes.
All right, we can't wait for a good one. Let's take that, because he is the future. Come on, Matthew. Come on, Matthew. The future. There, sit next to the emu. Sit next to the emu there. Yeah. So Eagle is one of those schools where you can do anything you want, right? All the time?
Sure.
Yeah? So what do you do when you just do anything you want?
Yeah.
But what do you do, though? What do you like to do? What do you like to do, school or anything aside? What's your favorite thing to do right now?
Favorite thing to do right now?
Yeah.
Solve a Rubik's Cube.
To what?
Solve a Rubik's Cube.
To solve it? I mean, yeah. Are you obsessed with it?
A bit.
A bit?
A bit.
It sounds like it's running your life. Not ruining, running your life.
Oh, okay.
You've never solved, do you know people who have solved it?
Yeah.
Do you hate them?
No.
No? Okay. See, that would be me, my reaction. I would just hate them and then do something else. And how long have you been working the Rubik's Cube?
A couple weeks.
Just a couple weeks. Before that, what were you obsessed with?
Well, it was summer then, so I just kind of sat around.
Sat around, yeah. And when you sat around, what are you doing? You're playing games? Thinking? Reading?
Sleeping.
Sleeping? Okay. Watching Simpsons?
A little bit.
A little bit. Have you seen every one like I have?
I don't know.
Yeah. For 20 years, I've been 25.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I thought most of them. Okay, and then, so what grade are you in now, Matthew?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Good grade, bad grade?
Eh.
Yeah? Preferred six?
No.
No, seventh. And then you have to leave Eagle at a certain point?
Yeah.
Is that next year?
After next year.
Where are you going to go? Air Force? Air Force Academy would be good.
No, thanks. Memorial High School.
You're going to Memorial, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, Matthew, favorite subject?
Favorite, probably Spanish.
Spanish is good. And favorite teacher? Just get a plug in here and do you some good.
Oh,
make one up.
I don't want to offend anyone.
No, go ahead. Just offend them. Say them all then.
Okay, wait, all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hurry, though, because we have...
No.
Okay, better not to offend one of them. Okay.
All right.
Someone out there plays along with you. It's a general knowledge quiz, and you're probably too smart for this. So how do they get to play?
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay. That's the number. Here's the question. How do zebra finches feel about arranged marriages? Let's go to the phones right now. Lisa's on the phone from Cleveland, and she called in before the question was asked about, do you know anything about zebra finches, Lisa? Lisa?
I didn't actually hear the question because it slipped right while you were asking it.
Okay. Well, let me say it again then for your benefit. How do zebra finches feel about arranged marriages?
Oh, they're all for it.
No, I'm sorry. They're not.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, language. Okay. Michael's in Madison. Say, hey, Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
How are you again?
Great.
Yeah, fine.
Hey, Michael, you're a doppelganger.
You're the angry Michael. That's what I like about
you. Harrison Keeler announces retirement, and you commit professional Harry Carey on the same day.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. By having you on?
Possibly, but yeah. Andy Kindler would have been better, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, that's not my fault.
So, are you ready to take the quiz?
I think, do we have Andy? Is that Andy?
I'm the doppelganger.
Andy the Kindler?
No, him. He's not here. He's gone.
Oh, I see there's an Andy on the list here.
You want to take the quiz?
Michael, how do zebra finches feel about arranged marriages?
They're very promiscuous. They don't like arranged marriages.
You're saying they're promiscuous?
Finches are, yes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. It's Michael again. He scares me, so I won't get rid of him.
Sorry, I knew the answer. Do you want me to hang up?
No, that's fine, Michael. Okay. Michael, this is Matthew.
Hey, Matt. How you doing, kid?
He's in seventh grade. He's as smart as he'll ever be in his life. So.
And great to be in seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh grade is a good one. Okay, so two of you work together as a team. We have various categories, don't we?
We Stephanie? Do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Michael, what would you like?
I'd like some of that prairie fumé. Thank you.
Aside from that.
Oh, yeah. Odds and ends sounds good.
Odds and ends. All right. In Iowa, this is left over from Iowa. We were in Iowa last week. In Iowa, what is doing a full Grassley? No, you wouldn't know that.
The best thing ever to come out of Iowa is the road to Wisconsin.
Good one. We'll accept that.
Thank you.
Which are the deadliest of this list? Assassin bugs, mosquitoes, or snails?
In Iowa?
No, here. Anywhere. Talk it over now.
Hey, Matthew, you there?
So what did he say?
Deadliest of the insects.
All right.
Here, listed here. Assassin bugs, mosquitoes, or snails in terms of fatalities attributed to?
Come
on, Michael, step up.
I don't know.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes,
sure.
Yeah, mosquitoes is right. Yeah.
Okay.
Way to go,
all
man.
Right. Deer. Deer are one of the least deadly of all God's creatures. They've only killed 100 people. And they've tried. But them people are quick, and they can jump over fences. Yes.
That's one right, zero wrong, and the remaining categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, and science.
Okay. Matthew?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay, in Eagle School.
I got that. Way to go, Matthew.
What?
All right.
You're still in school.
Connect the state with the word. Connect the state with the word most associated with it. So we have Florida, Illinois, and North Carolina. The words we have are Kakalaki, Toad Strangler, and Grabowski.
Well, Grabowski is Illinois.
Grabowski is Illinois. Okay, that's one.
All right.
Must not have learned this one yet.
Okay. So we got Florida, North Carolina left, and we got Kakalaki and Toad Strangler.
Toad Strangler, North Carolina.
And Florida's Kakalaki.
Not necessarily.
He's just trying to throw doubt on you, Matthew.
I'm saying it's not necessarily so. Let's try it again now. We got Florida and North Carolina. We got Toad Strangler and Kakalaki. Talk it
over. That's Texas. I'm gonna stay where I'm at, Matthew. Live or die on it. What do you think, kid?
I don't know.
So you're saying Florida is a Toad Strangler, then?
Well, didn't we try the other one?
Kakalaki?
Yeah.
And you're happy with that?
No. We tried the other, and you said it was wrong, right?
Michael, you want to solve this?
No, Matt can do it. Come on.
All right, so then Florida's Toad Strangler and North Carolina's the
exactly.
Other one.
Exactly. Was that too easy? I know, that was a dead giveaway. Toad Strangler.
You're a champ, Matt.
That's
go.
Two right, zero wrong.
And remaining?
And the remaining categories are current events, people, places, or science.
Okay. Back to you, Michael.
Oh, I'm too old to be current. How about people, places?
Those two different categories. One,
I know.
Survey results.
Thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. People, places, etc.
Would you like people or places?
I thought it's the same category.
No, I just said that there's two different categories.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Holy cow! Did you change the quiz?
No, not for 29 years now. We changed it like a year one.
Wow. Okay. I guess we'll go with people.
Okay.
Is that right, Matt?
Okay,
sure.
Percentage of Americans who know the difference between astronomy and astrology. Know the difference between astronomy and astrology is 11%, 73%, or about half, more or less.
Do you know the difference between astrology and astronomy there, Matthew?
Yeah, astrology is, like, not real.
Well, except in Madison, probably. What do you think, Matt?
11, 73, or almost half? About half?
Probably about half.
Yeah, sounds good.
More or less?
Sure.
Or 11% or 73%?
Okay.
You want to go about half? I'm sorry, that's wrong.
About half.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay.
It's 73%. Give yourselves a little credit here. Okay.
That's two right, one wrong.
All right.
And the remaining categories are current events, places, and science.
All right. Matthew,
save
us. You are the future.
Current events.
Okay. Current events. All right. The new Taco Bells. The new Taco Bells. Now, I don't know if you know this. They have a new design. They're energy efficient, and they serve what? Michael, come on. You know.
I don't think I've ever been to Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
You're a lucky young man.
Wow. They serve what?
They serve what?
They serve breakfast.
New addition to their menu. New menu item.
Breakfast with Fritos in it.
Yeah, the thing with the on the commercials.
What?
What?
You got to give us a hint. Give us a, pick from three.
Well, either you know it or you don't. Current events, I'm sorry. They're going to serve booze now. Alcohol. Yes.
Oh, he wouldn't. Oh. He wouldn't know that. He's
no, but you would have known that, Michael.
Oh, well, how do you know I drink?
Mr. Smart Guy, you should if you don't.
I guess.
Okay. That would be?
That's two right, two wrong, and the remaining categories are places and science.
All right. Michael.
Okay, I'll take the second half of people, places. So that'd be places.
Places. All right. In a rare agreement, this is also left over from Iowa. In a rare agreement, both Republican and Democratic caucus goers in Iowa agree on one thing, one issue. Here it is. Is it that they all want a candidate to visit all 99 counties, A? B, they want them to eat a pork tenderloin sandwich, or they want them to go to the state fair? People in Iowa agree on both sides of the equation, agree on one thing here. Is it they should visit all 99 counties, eat a pork tenderloin sandwich, or go to the state fair?
Hmm. I think they were upset because somebody didn't get up on the soapbox at the state fair.
Yeah. So they should eat a pork tenderloin sandwich.
Yeah, well.
Huh?
I'm a political atheist, Michael. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah?
What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah?
That one? Yeah?
Pork tenderloin sandwich?
Sure.
Yeah. Did you ever have one?
No.
Oh, you should, though. That's right. Correct.
Yeah,
they should eat a pork tenderloin sandwich.
Way to go, Matthew.
While they're in Iowa. Holy cow. That was great. That wasn't pulling teeth.
Matthew, show off your pride in the Green Bay Packers with a pair of plastic flamingo lawn ornaments, tastefully arrayed in green and gold from Pink Incorporated. Michael, start every day with a flavorful cup of Steep and Brew's Breakfast Blend coffee and carry that good taste into the afternoon with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee, coffee done right. And each of you will celebrate 30 years of comedy and innuendo wearing the XXX What Do You Know t-shirt, not much since 1985, and entertain family and friends playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including audience, cards, questions, and the autumnal Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much. No one's
don't miss
let's
out on the fun of live What Do You Know broadcast here at Monona Terrace. Next week, best-selling author Barry Yerbrough calls
talking,
in.
Yeah.
Plus, October guests include
flamingo.
Patricia Marks and David Sirota. More info
flamingo.
On tickets and show dates are available at notmuch.com.
Hold them up.
Celebrate 30 years of fun with your very own What Do You Know anniversary t-shirt. It's available now online at notmuch.com.
Yep.
While you're there, you can check out Michael's books, the What Do You Know take-home board game, and much, much more. It's all available at notmuch.com.
Now he's got a Rubik's Cube and two Packer lawn flamingos. It's a lot to carry around.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
We're going to do hour one over again. So remember what you said. You said, stay where you are, in case you are somewhere. All right? From the beginning. Let's try to enjoy the monologue this time.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a big league town of the week. Plus, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose bank refused to accept his 4x8-foot lottery check, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that lottery check has been a nuisance. I'm almost sorry I won the lottery. It's been such a nuisance. Oh, yeah, I got some other things there I should have been taking. Are we still calling him, by the way, or we've given up on Andy Kindler? I give him another call because the time zone thing, he might have, you know, the hour shift at a certain point.
Maybe he turned his phone off to, you know.
Yeah, well, like I said, he was working last night, and he might have gone badly. And, well, I mean, I hope he didn't take anything.
Me too.
Maybe he just really slept, you know, maybe he's sleeping in to get over it.
Yeah.
He's a very sensitive performer, unusual in that field. Okay, wait a second, and then this here. We're fine. You know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. Thanks for the memos. Start with that. I can't let Andy Kindler get to me.
No, don't.
Or Michael, who keeps calling from Milwaukee and scares me.
Yeah, don't let him live in your head.
Out of me. I mean, that voice in your head would be the worst thing.
Yeah, sounds a little bit like Eddie Murphy. I don't know.
He does. Sounds nothing like.
Well, his laugh does. One little.
Oh yeah, that diabolical laugh. There's an actual memo sent in by an actual listener, and it goes. Let's see. Now, this is a memo that went to a university. School of Public Health place. Well, I guess that's what it's called. I guess I gave that away. It's the University School of Public Health. Anyway, he reads as follows. Dear colleagues, with apologies for the short notice, I'd like to invite you to a workshop on Blue Jeans, excellent free video conferencing service available to every person with a unique name for UM. The workshop will take place tomorrow at 1 to 2 p.m. in the training room, participating remotely. Yes, via Blue Jeans is also an option. I'll be offering the session again later in September for those who can't make it this time. Send me an email if you think you will attend, whether in person or remotely, so that I can invite you to the Blue Jeans session I will set up. The things we will cover in that session include: what is Blue Jeans and how does it work? What devices can connect to a BJ session? How many people can participate in BJ? Can BJ sessions be recorded? How does one set up a BJ session and invite participants? What about sharing content, such as a computer screen in a BJ session? What are the possible uses of BJ? Any other questions you have regarding BJ? We will also run a BJ session during the workshop so that you can experience it firsthand. Best, Vlad. Thank you so much, Vlad. If you write me, I'll give you the name of the company if you're interested. Perhaps they're looking for someone. And where can they send memos and other communications or anything at all?
They can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yeah, like they're going to write us. My daughter, last night, it was over, a brief appearance at our house from college, all the way from college down the block. Anyhow, she had to send out a letter. So, I don't know what it was, paying a ticket or something like that. Anyhow, she said, "Dad, where do I put the stamp?" And it broke my heart. You think you teach them one thing in life is where, but they've never done it, though. They've never put a stamp on a letter. So I told her, "You put it on the back, honey, upside down." It helps seal so the flap doesn't come up again. Now, all the news that is, there's some news since it didn't work very well. This is actually news that is, mostly around here. The biggest thing, of course, is that the strip club owners buy land near Lambeau Field. The guy who was doing it said it's right between the Tundra Lodge in Lambeau Field. Good place for a strip club, I would say, on the frozen tundra. The owner of this place, Jennifer DeCastro, said the family-owned company plans to develop the land but has no intention of opening a second adult entertainment venue in Green Bay. What we intend to do is still under discussion. I wonder if they'll be using that Blue Jeans system to telecommunicate. Okay. Lawmakers have been busy, you know. They're hard-pressed now to find things in our state to actually destroy at this point. So they're down to keeping kids in rear-facing seats until age 2 by law. So that's good. Some positive work now coming from our legislature. And they approved the bill allowing church columbaria. I didn't know about this at all, but apparently in a lot of churches in Wisconsin, you can put your ashes in the church, pay a small fee forever. And it's called a columbaria. Is that? Anyone know about this? Columbarium is a singular.
Barium.
Can you bury them is the singular. Okay, but anyhow, apparently was there an attack on this saying that they're going to pull all the ashes out of churches across the state? Might have been just a little overreaction. Anyhow, it allows them, like they've been doing for like 300 years or something. Altoona, the buzz spreading in Altoona is a new grocery store open. They're opening a Woodman's. Woodman's in Altoona. That's the buzz. A big thing in Eau Claire, of course, the International Fall Festival. This is great. It's going to be diverse. Wisconsin's diverse cultural heritage, Norwegians and Swedes.
Together.
Not together. No, they each have their own night. Yeah, Saturday is Norwegian, Sunday is Swedes. And also a taste of Germany's famed holiday, the fifth annual Whisktoberfest. Well, that's hard to say, especially when you had a couple. Whisktoberfest will roll out the beer mugs in conjunction with the festival, ending when downtown bars close. It's Eau Claire, man. Come on. Festival highlights include the RCU Parade of Nations at 3 p.m. and a show by the UW Eau Claire Blue Gold Marching Band. This year's parade is the largest to date in the 38-year history of the festival, sponsored by Downtown Eau Claire, Inc. More than 70 units, double the number a few years ago. People holding flags from around the globe will lead the parade. So that's in Eau Claire. If you've never seen people holding flags leading a parade, this is something you're not going to want to miss. This weekend, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday on South Barstow Street and the Swedes on Sunday. Lederhosen lunch and lacrosse, usual thing. Lederhosen lunch and then Kaplan Feschlet, Southside Fairgrounds. So that's a very good thing there. And food vendors, and then they always have the Screaming Eagle Marching Band there. And there will be no alcohol sold during Family Day, so you might want to go the day before. Anti-Family Day. Craft Beer Night has taken off, and who they got there? The Legends of Lacrosse Rock Show. Wow. No performers so far. But there's still time. No, the Rhythm Playboys and the Jim Busta Band. So that's good. And there's also the Searching for the Medallion. Huh? Yeah, it's the Oktoberfest, the Scoberfest Medallion Hunt. The first clue is posted at 6 a.m. In Eau Claire, Lacrosse. Excuse me, we're in Lacrosse now. Each day there will be another clue on the October Wisconsin Fest site until the medallion is found and turned into the office, and the individual is arrested for having stolen the annual. It's a little thing that it's just all in good. Converging black holes to destroy the universe. We'll more on that later. Okay, that's all the news that is. Now you're probably wondering, what is it with all the places across the greater United States of America on this rearranged map, which does not feature New Jersey? Well, I can tell you this town will be coming up will probably not be in New Jersey for that reason. Stephanie Lee with our Town of the Week.
It's
It's probably not surprising that Williamsport, Pennsylvania is the birthplace of Little League, given its big league history as a lumber town. Huh. Located on the west branch of the Susquehanna River in north-central Pennsylvania, Williamsport is the county seat of Lycoming County. First laid
Williamsport out... Williamsport or Berg?
Williamsport. Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Is it the port of Berg? I mean, is there Williamsburg in
the port of William?
And Williamsport is the port of Williamsburg?
I don't know.
Okay.
First laid out by surveyor and farmer Michael Ross, Williamsport became noted for the Susquehanna boom. The boom was a series of rock cribs that were built to corral logs being shipped down the Great River. Uh-huh. It was said that the boom, topping out at nearly 6 miles long, could hold up to 1 million logs. During the Civil War, with lumber a prized commodity, Williamsport became the lumber capital of the world. Wow. It's estimated that nearby mills in the area sawed 8 billion feet of white pine. Wow. The lumber was so lucrative that at one point in time, Williamsport hosted more millionaires per capita than any other U.S. city. Huh. The city used its wealth to get the first streetcar functioning in 1865, mm-hmm. and by 1891 had electric streetcars, 1 year ahead of Philadelphia. Wow. You can still enjoy the echo of decadence with a stroll through Millionaire's Row by touring the Victorian architecture on 4th Street.
Echo of decadence.
Echo of decadence. That's going to be my band name.
It's a deco of decadence, because I tend to be a little dyslexic. Deco of accidents?
However, in 1894, a great flood washed out the boom. This, coupled with increasing and cheaper railroad lines, signaled the end of the water-based logging industry. Huh. It wouldn't take long, though, for Williamsport to put itself back on the map for something else. In 1939, the city would become the home to Little League Baseball. Started by Carl Stotts with a three-team league, the league is now the largest youth sports program in the world, featuring over 200,000 teams from 80 countries. Each August, Williamsport welcomes visitors from across the globe for the widely popular Little League World Series. Locals who aren't catching home runs at Howard J. LaMod Stadium can often cheer on the high school teams named, yep, you guessed it, the Millionaires. And that's our town of the week, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Lee. Very interesting. From logging to Little League. Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We've been calling randomly right now. And we Jason Fink answered. Very kind of him to do that. Hi, Jason. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine. Thank you. Did you hear what Stephanie had said? Anything you want to add to that or subtract from?
No, actually, you know, it's with Williamsport. It is Williamsport. There is no Williamsburg nearby.
Yeah.
You know, it grew up along the Susquehanna River. And along with that, we have a lot of other history that dates back, you know, the city is over 200 years old, mm-hmm. and enjoying the Little League World Series now and some of the other activity that we have around that.
Yeah, yeah. That's over with, isn't it, the World Series?
Yes, yeah, that was that ended back on August 30th.
Yeah, who won?
We actually had a team from the U.S. that was from Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Just down the road from us, about 80 miles, that played against Japan. And unfortunately, you know, after a very strong start, the U.S. team fell a little short.
They did. So the Japanese won?
Yep, Japanese won.
Okay, cool. And the team down the road, well, next year. Always next year.
Always next year, you know. Actually, they'll move on. They you know, that's another team may come along that's from another state that's broken up in the region. So,
yeah. Do those little league teams ever grow up to be big league teams? That'd be cool.
They grow up to be big league players. I'll tell you that. There's a lot of kids who have played here in the World Series and
who have you had who have you had that have come through town that you can think of?
Well, I mean, you go back back in the 70s, you had Lloyd McClendon made his name here. Mm-hmm. Now he's managing the Mariners. Mm-hmm. You've got a number of other players, Bryce Harper, some of these other kids who have played, So. Oh.
Did you see him come through when they were little?
I didn't, actually. I was, you know, you watch the games and everything, but you don't really pay attention to who the kids are at the time.
Yeah, but what do you do there in Williamsport, Jason?
Well, I'm executive director of the Lycoming County Visitors Bureau, as well as the executive vice president for the Chamber of Commerce and handle industrial development activities, among other things. So.
Funny, we should just randomly call you then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're coming to Williamsport. Where do we go first? We arrive, let's say, about 5 o'clock in the evening. Where do you take us first?
Well, what I would probably do is swing you by our new visitor information center. We just relocated all of our offices into an old bank building that was constructed back in 1917.
Oh, yeah.
Are
you open at 5 yet? Are you probably left about 4:30?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're open until 6, actually.
Okay,
we're
perfect.
We open up until 6.
So you load up on brochures and things to do, and then where do we head from there?
What I would do is I would take you down Millionaire's Row. You had mentioned that on your lead into this. It's a great section of town.
Yeah.
Gives you an opportunity to see the mansions that were built by those lumber barons. You know, they started constructing those homes mid-1800s, and they topped out about 1900 on the Victorian era. So you would have an opportunity to see a number of the homes, go inside a few of them, get a chance to see the interior of these homes.
Okay.
Wonderful. Beyond that,
We're getting a little hungry. We're getting a little hungry from the tour.
Getting a little hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. We're fortunate. We actually, the Pennsylvania College of Technology has a culinary arts program.
No kidding.
So we have a number of different types of restaurants. What type of food do you want?
So it's food is free? Because it's they're
not
learning?
Free. But the school gives you the opportunity to get a college degree in the culinary arts program.
Yeah, I know, but the food that we eat from that they make us, it should be free then because it's tax supported.
Yeah, there's really not anything that's free anymore.
No.
So.
But really, really cheap.
Well, you can go to You can go watch those Little League games for free, though.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yep. But from the dining side of it, what type of food are you interested in?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever is cheapest. But authentic. You know, I like authentic. I like slow food, actually, if it gets there quick. I hate waiting for slow food, but I love when it gets...
Cheap and free.
It's what?
That you're looking for slow, good, cheap food.
Yeah. A high-end, cheap, slow, fast restaurant.
Okay. But not fast food, though.
If it gets there fast, I don't hold it against it. So what are some of our possibilities? Where do you like to go?
Well, I mean, you've got some possibilities. We've got a couple microbreweries in town that also focus on the dining experience. The Bullfrog Brewery is one of the places that folks tend to go to. We have what's called the Brickyard.
Brickyard.
They're another dining experience.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
So, Italian side of it, you've got Franco's, the Old Corner, DeSalvo's.
Yeah. Anything Ethiopian?
No Ethiopian.
I have a taste for Ethiopian. I don't know if I will when I'm there, but I do now.
Here.
Nothing?
No, not on that side of it. You know, we've got the Thai restaurant. We do have a Thai restaurant.
Thai restaurant is good.
Yep. Okay. And they actually do some good food there. Mexican, authentic Mexican.
Yeah.
Aussie Maize.
Okay. Now, we wake up next morning after a wonderful evening and probably some libation along the way in those brew pubs and so forth. And then we want to go out and do some activities in the surrounding areas. What we got to do that's, you know, activity-wise?
Well, it all depends on how you feel. Actually, I would probably see how you do on a bicycle. I'd take you up the Pine Creek Trail. It's a 64-mile bicycle trail. That was an old railroad bed.
Well,
we'd take you over into the east, into the western end of the county, give you an opportunity to do that.
Do you pretty much have to do all 64 miles? Can you?
No, you don't have to do that. They have a number of spots that you can get on and off.
Anything
on
at three? Anything at 3 miles?
Oh, they've got a 3 mile
besides
section.
The island. I know that wasn't a good thing.
Yep, they've got a 3 mile section. We'd put you on a canoe though to get you back into town now. Give you the opportunity to do
This is kind of cool. So I ride my bike for 3 miles, and assuming I make it,
yep.
Then a canoe picks me up and takes me back on the river?
We could give you an opportunity. We could have somebody waiting there for you to be able to have a canoe trip. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Could a canoe take me down in the first place so I wouldn't have to ride my bike? It would be great. If I could canoe both ways.
Yeah, the thing about it is you will have to paddle upstream, though.
Which way, coming or going?
It would be coming.
Or going?
Going would be easier.
Going is so I.
All depends on which direction.
All right. Now, I'm leaving Williamsport on the bike trail, but if I took the river, would that be upstream or downstream? That'd be upstream, wouldn't it?
If you are heading west, you are going upstream.
And that's where the trail goes west, right?
The trail goes west, correct.
Yeah, okay, so upstream. Okay, so I bike down, take the canoe back. Okay, good. And then that's a long day. That's a long day already for me because 3 miles for me takes about 7 hours. Canoe trip, I was probably pretty quick, probably about 45 minutes by the time they fished me out. And then we're back in town. What do we do for the evening, our second night in town?
Your second night in town, what I would probably do is take you over to that Little League and give you an opportunity to see the World of Little League Museum.
Wonderful.
It's a neat thing. They just updated it 2 years ago and have a lot of interactive programs associated with it. They've got a big board that you can zero in on any Little League in the world that has a program.
Cool.
They actually have a Babe Ruth jersey on display that he used when he played in Japan back in the 1930s. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. When he was in Little League?
No, when he was actually doing some barnstorming. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, it sounds like a great day. Thank you for your time, Jason, and thank you so much for telling us about Williamsport and some of the things that it offers. We have a little something for you for being so kind.
We do. We'll be sending you the golden goodness of America's Dairyland in handcrafted, all-natural cheeses made without genetically modified ingredients or artificial growth hormones from southwestern Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Fink from our town of the week, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. All righty. Now, are you ready to handle this?
Oh, that's right.
Yes, you got it. You got to grab the dart and
throw the dart.
And find someone in the audience who would be willing to throw it.
All right. Is there anyone with a little bit of pent-up rage that would like to release just a little bit of it by tossing a dart at the map?
Okay. Here, you want to take this? And
how about you here?
Yeah, I did. Say that again.
All right.
Say that again.
What's that?
How about you say that again?
How about you there?
There it is.
Come on up. All right. Have you thrown a dart before?
Yes.
You can clap. It's okay. Let's have a hand for our volunteer here.
Yes. Find out who he is here. Who is he? Stephanie. Who is the gentleman? Come on.
Oh, come on.
Radio performer.
I've never done it without a beer, though.
Get him a beer.
John Perdue.
All right. Thanks, John Perdue. And just toss it at the map there.
You do this, don't you, John? Yeah, you're a dart thrower. Don't close your eyes and just make it fair.
Ah, nice.
Williamsport.
Round of applause, please.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Wait a minute. Here you go. Hold on. You deserve this. You deserve this shirt.
All right. Here. Looks like our next town of the week.
I saw Bigfoot.
Is going to be Sandersville, Georgia.
Sandersville, Georgia.
Sandersville, Georgia.
Our next town of the week. Thank you very much. Nice job. All right. Moving right along here. Things are just happening real fast now. Still no word.
It's been a whirlwind this morning.
From Andy Kindler.
Yeah. Did he call in
I
yet?
Hope he's all right. I wonder if we should call like 911 or something.
Should have like a well-being check. Call the NYPD and just get him over
he's
there.
He's a very sensitive performer.
Yeah.
Why don't we play something here?
Okay.
Yes. Jeff, you good?
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, Now it's a tableau. Tableau. Tableau, as the French say.
That looks very rustic and tableau. Autumnal. I like it a lot.
Oh, tableau. My own Henry with apples. Tableau. Doug Scheel from McFarland says, when I grow up, I want to be either a cream cheese wrestler, a sheet metal sculptor, or a gaffer. I think you ought to rethink this. You're an accountant now. I would say stick with it, Doug, based on the other possibility. Where is Doug? Huh? I do like the cream cheese wrestler. Is there such a thing?
It's either it's between cream cheese or tapioca pudding.
Do you wrestle in it, or do you wrestle some like wrestle something that's made out of cream cheese?
In it. Definitely in it.
Well, who's the opponent in a cream cheese wrestle? Yourself?
We're looking for volunteers right now.
And do you notice you're not getting any? Not, it's a terrible idea. Terrible idea, Doug. You're an accountant. You should be happy with that, right? Good job. You always work.
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part, yes. Yeah.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. We're in a cube, so you know we're not always.
You work in a cube.
In a cube, yes.
Are you? Let me ask you this: are you allowed to decorate your cube?
Yes, you are. Yep.
What do you have in your cube?
Pictures of granddaughter.
That's it. Nothing like little Gumby dolls or something? Or bobbleheads? No bobblehead?
No Gumbies, no trolls, no bobbleheads. Sorry.
If you wanted to, could you do that?
Absolutely, yep.
Can you play music?
You can, headphones. Put your headphones on. Don't bother the person next to you. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Can you just surf all day and not do your job?
That's not really approved of, but I'm sure there's somebody who tries to get away with it. But.
What about during basketball season, can you get in the whole thing there and get your brackets going?
Is my supervisor listening right now?
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Good luck with that cream cheese wrestling. All right. Where the heck is Troy? Here we go, the continuing question. Where the heck is Troy, or who the heck is Troy? Because the UW Badgers, in just a couple of short hours now, are playing something called Troy.
Troy Junior
from
College.
From the Aeneid or something, isn't it? From Ulysses? What was that one where? Trojans? They're from Alabama? Okay, that's a start. Okay, that's a start. So far we've learned they are from Alabama. I'll let you know as soon as it's updated. Were Nora Montgomery, were you a gifted and talented student? No, we didn't have that. We had ungifted and not talented in last night. And I was one of those. Where is Nora? Oh, hi, how are you? Can you stand up just a second here? Yeah. Do you have to choose between gifted and talented now?
You could be both.
Could be. But likely is that? Come on.
Pretty unlikely.
To be gifted and talented is asking a lot of anyone.
Well, I think you seem to be one of those people that were underrepresented.
Am I feeling insulted for no reason?
I don't know.
Oh, you're saying there is a reason, huh? Okay, yeah. No, we didn't have, I had one class I took that was smart. We didn't call it gifted and talented. You know, it was an advanced. It was back in the day, you know. And I didn't like it at all because I didn't like any people in there. They were all like, oh, geez. Someday this will be considered gifted and talented. I didn't care for that. Ordinary and fine is good with me.
I think you would have been the type that had discrepant data.
You're not from around here, are you? I don't understand. I'm not a little Australian thing, is that?
Yeah, no, I'm just using all the jargon that we use.
Okay, is that Australian jargon or is that American jargon?
No, definitely American.
What do I lack, descriptive data?
No, you have discrepant data.
Oh, discrepant data.
Oh, yeah.
My data is discrepant? I mean, there's something missing in my data?
I get the feeling that potentially you were probably quite bright, but you probably didn't.
I don't need a counselor to tell me that. Give me the goddamn test and I'll get out of here. Sorry. Pardon me. Let's hit that, will you? Okay. Thank you, dear, very much.
Very helpful.
Yeah, they made you take this All right, let's change gears a little bit here. Kate from Madison asks, how often should a man check a cell phone while bow hunting? Come down here, if you would, okay? Because they'd rather you walked on them than I did, I'm sure. And did you know this actually happened in real life?
I mean,
situation.
I'm newer to Wisconsin and hunting, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, how often should it happen?
Well, give me the scenario now. Where did you witness this sort of event occur?
A man's bow hunting. He's received a text message. When should he check said text message?
Right. I mean, has he pulled back yet?
I wouldn't know unless he responded to my text message.
Oh, I see. Now, stupid me.
So I guess figuratively, he's pulling back.
So you have. Hey, that's very good.
Should I go talk to the counselor?
Yeah, maybe so. That's good. So you're trying to reach a fellow who was bow hunting.
Yeah.
And you texted him?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean, quote-unquote, bow hunting? He was bow hunting, right?
Yeah.
You went out with a bow and you went hunting with some guys, right?
Yeah.
And say, where are they bow hunting? Or?
In the forest.
Did he say he was into trees? Or just into forest?
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Okay. There's a few spots in DeForest you could do some pretty mean bow hunting is what I'm thinking, but not so much out in the country. What? Now, so he went out there.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go? Do you not bow hunt?
No, I don't bow hunt.
Let me ask you this. Do you generally text him wherever he is, whatever he's doing, every so often?
I'm not sounding so good right now. No, I wouldn't say I'm a frequent or incessant texter. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Occasional Snapchat?
That's, yeah.
You too. Okay, it's a young guy we're talking about, and you're young.
Yeah, relatively.
So you're a young bow hunter, it's like 20-something.
30-something.
Oh, geez.
Thanks.
Okay, and did you ever get a hold of him or what?
No, how often should he check his texts when he's bow hunting, guys? So far, like zero cell phone checks that I know of.
Are you saying that he's still out there bow hunting?
He could be in DeForest. I don't know.
All right, I'm trying to understand, and I feel like I want to help.
He's currently bow hunting.
Bow hunting.
Yeah.
How many times have you texted him?
One time.
Okay, that's very restrained of you, I think.
Thank you.
How come no response?
Well, I don't know.
I think you should text him again.
Again? Should we text him now?
Text him right now. All right. Get your phone.
Okay.
Bring it.
Maybe he's
phone.
Like gutting a deer right
Let's
now.
Text him. You know. He's in the Three Corners bar right now.
Well, that's same.
Yeah. He's gutting a keg actually.
Will you text him?
No, I'm not gonna. I can't do that. You do it.
Okay.
Just tell him what.
Okay.
Is it Alex?
No, it's Stevie.
Well, who's Alex then? Maybe he wants to know who Alex is on your little.
Okay, what am I texting him?
I don't
him?
Know. Whatever you want. WTF.
Okay.
Pull it back already.
Okay.
Hey, text me.
Okay. Do you think pull it back already could be misconstrued?
I hope so.
Okay.
All right, that'll get him.
Okay.
That'll get him. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Now, sit down and then let us know.
I don't know he's going to respond after this.
All right. Well, I want if he does it. Thank you very much for sharing. Your name again is.
First name will do.
Kate.
Okay. Kate and the Bow Hunter. Another season of Kate and the Bow Hunter. Will they ever get together or not? It's another edition of Kate and the Bow Hunter. Charlie Berthoud? Oh, Matthew's father, okay. Presbyterian pastor. Okay, where are you at these days?
Covenant Presbyterian in Madison.
Let's hear it for Covenant Presbyterian. The fighting Presbyterians. The fighting Presbyterians. Presbyterians. Yeah, no, you can stand up if you like, Pastor. This is very casual wear.
Yeah, I like orange.
Is orange your color?
It is. It always has been. Now it's Matthew's, too.
Yeah. Orange here. So, and your question is, do you like the color orange?
Yeah. Do you?
Not as much as you.
No. You'd look good in it.
I never wore it very well. I think orange is the new orange. Really, it's the same old. So it's orange. You got to be an orange person or not. How many of you applaud now if you occasionally wear orange? Applaud now if you never wear orange. Okay. Two schools of thought.
Yeah, I started wearing it because I felt sorry for it. Because, you know.
Sorry for a color?
Blue and red and green, and nobody liked orange. So.
Very good.
So.
Well, I guess that's all I have here is the orange color. But
yeah, you thanks, Michael.
First time here. A sermon or something?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, so. What's it going to be?
It's about, about using your words well. James chapter 3.
Okay.
So. Right. Thanks for inspiring me.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Using your words well. How about the Bosnian weightlifting poet? Huh? We're going to score on one of these big, I know. Alma, Bosnia, weightlifting poet. Someone's having a little fun with me. There's no Bosnian weightlifting poet here. How about this then? Here we got a reunion. That's always good. Diana Haverberg from Middleton, retired from Land's End, and organized a reunion of her UW dorm friends from 50 years ago. Where's the dorm? There's the dorm. Okay, got to go back there in the dorm. What dorm was it? Chadbourne. Chadbourne used to be the girls. That was the last panty raid on UW campus. I was there for it. In the days when the panties came down, they were really big and white. Those were the days. What? Okay.
He's been going everywhere with us. Yeah. So, he Fine. Wants to say hello to you. I took a picture with him.
It's a name. Cardboard cutout.
I know.
Crazy. Chadbourne.
Chadbourne Hall, yes.
So what year was that then? What year?
1965. All of us had met. Some of us met the year before that. So it's 50 years back.
In Chadbourne.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So now, who we got here? You are?
I'm Diana Haverberg.
And who we got here?
Lorene Vetter.
You're there, Chad, 65?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Chad, 65?
64, June Gakey.
All right. And
Tina Levine.
Okay. Sir, were you in Chadbourne?
No, I really wasn't. But Kate will get a text message from a deer. But it's spelled D-E-A-R.
Oh, she's related, is she? Yeah.
No.
So you weren't in Chadbourne Hall. You say you weren't. Chad?
Cindy Tanner,
yeah.
65.
Chad, 65.
Diane Stricker, 65.
65?
No.
Colorado.
No, I'm her husband.
Okay. All right. So you caught the panty. Honest to God, I was here 67, came up here in 67. And there was, it was business as usual. It was Madison, you know, my brother was in fraternities and all that stuff. And there was one panty raid, and then there was a Dow demonstration. I feel like I am owed like 3 years of panty raids. Because it was a very calm thing. There's no harm done and stuff. And
now, we had another couple with us who had to leave town this morning. And if you don't ask what they chose over you, you're
What did they choose over me?
They're going to Siberia.
Oh, okay. Six or one, half dozen the other.
Something like that, yes.
Are they going on a
Rotary exchange thing? So they had to leave this
morning.
What did
they get from Siberia for them?
I don't know.
Rotary exchange, okay.
Yes.
So how has this been a great reunion? Does everything look much the same?
We saw the museum yesterday. We're going to Epic to see all the art out there this afternoon.
Yeah.
And to take our lunch with us, and we're all kind of hungry right now.
But you got to do all the campus things, huh?
We ate at the new Steenbachs on Orchard, so which used to be like where old buildings were when we were in campus.
Okay.
And we went to the Vilas Zoo, and we went to the UW Arboretum, so we were getting around.
State Street's a little different.
We didn't do State Street.
The pad is not there anymore. If you're looking for the pad, remember for sub sandwiches?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But,
yeah, it's been for about 150 years.
We've been getting together every 5 years since 2000. Yeah. So.
Does it get pretty wild later in the evening? Where are you going?
With a little wine, maybe.
Yeah. Funniest moment so far in the reunion?
Ooh, funniest moment. Oh, I think when we were at the circus museum.
Yeah, the clowns.
And the clowns.
Okay, give me, I guess. Yeah. All right, not much of a trip so far then, it sounds like. But now here you are here. And
we're
is everyone...
citizens.
Huh?
No, we're senior citizens.
Who actually was in the dorm room together?
She was my roommate.
Yeah. How was she as a roommate?
She was a great roommate. We were roommates for about 4 years, actually.
Really?
Three.
You stayed in the dorm. My roommate's the one going to Siberia.
You think just to miss this event? Or?
Yes, just to miss this event.
Okay. UW Dorm Friends from Chad. Residence Hall, 50 years of Chad. What do we got for them?
Well, we've got some award-winning Wollersheim wine for them.
More wine.
More wine for their dancing and dining pleasure.
We'll need a couple, three bottles, though, because it's...
My house tonight, so we'll have the wine. Yep.
Sounds good. We'll fix you right up. We're going to go back and try another round of the What Do You Know quiz and see if Michael calls up again and forces me to put him on. Who wants to play the quiz? Here's your chance to do it, to win fabulous prizes, and to be all you can be. Yes. 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 Let's see if you qualify. I can't guarantee anything. But you did volunteer. That's unusual. How are you?
I'm well. You?
Thank you. And you are?
I'm Julie in city.
Julie in the city?
Yes. Well, that's what I tell the kids. I'm an educator. And so I have to say, I'm Julie in city. Like, I'm not from the country. I'm from the city.
Okay.
In city.
Who are you in the country?
But I'm not from the country.
I know. Are you Ernest in the country and Julie in the... I don't know. It's complicated. Give me one good reason, Julie, that qualifies you for this quiz.
Well, I'm an educator, and so my students have to take quizzes and tests, so I think I should have to take a quiz.
Fair. Very good. All right, Julie in the city. Hey, everybody. She's an educator.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Matthew, do you drink your water when you're up here? Okay.
I was wondering
good.
The same thing.
Yeah, no, that's still good. And you can bite an apple, a Macintosh, or part of my O'Henry if you're really hungry.
I'm big on chocolate, so I might go for the O'Henry.
You can take the O'Henry. I would let you have it. You can have the O and save me the Henry.
That sounds good.
Okay. See, no room left on this sheet. I've been scribbling a lot. Julie, educator, and tell me again what you do as an educator.
I'm a school social worker at a middle school.
Oh, you are a social worker.
Yeah.
I'm attracting social workers for some reason.
Yeah. Right?
They still have those damn blocks and things you got to do.
What do you mean by blocks?
You try to hammer a square block into a triangle, and then they let you out of school for a while.
That might have been something that you did in school, but you know, I tried to connect kids and families with resources, help them out. Yeah.
Oh, resources. Yeah. Don't you bring a kid in there and say, listen, you got to stop this behavior.
Listen, Buster.
You're a lot smarter than you appear to be. And it's pretty soon you got serious. Take something seriously. Do you do that kind of thing?
Not exactly. We give them a lot of support and encouragement.
Listen. Put your mind to work for a change instead of your mouth. Sort of like that? Support?
Similar.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want you in here again, mister, and I mean it this time.
No, I want them to come see me. It's nice, yeah.
I mean, I want you to come here again. Believe me, I'll see you again. I know I will.
Yeah.
You're always welcome.
Yes, exactly.
I guess counselors are different than they used to. Counselors used to go in a counselor, and they'd give you what you should be for a living. Really a horrible idea. Like steam fitter. You're in there. Michael, I'm looking at your records here. Shop grades are good. Just think about steam fitting. You do that sort of thing, don't you? Job counseling of young people?
So first of all, I'm not a counselor. We have school counselors as well.
You're
I'm a school social worker. So
same, it'd be the same sort of thing.
Sort of similar, yeah. We focus
a little more
on,
educated than a counselor would be.
Yeah, well, Well, no. We both have master's degrees. Yeah, so I leave that career counseling to them. Yeah. And
where do you do this?
I do this in Stoughton.
In Stoughton?
Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Good place to be in Stoughton. Good school system I hear in Stoughton.
That's wonderful, absolutely.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Very good in Stoughton.
Yep, and we're the Vikings. I knew
the
you were going to ask that next.
Vikings, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do that. I think I knew that about Stoughton. Yeah. Okay. Well, nice to have you here.
Thanks.
And are you here with family?
My mom. It was her birthday recently.
Hi, Mom. There.
Yeah.
Can I call you Mom?
Gretchen Hansen.
Hi, Gretchen. All right. When was your mom's birthday?
It was September 9th.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this quz works then?
Yep. I was okay. Here for the first part of the show.
All right. Yeah, but it didn't work, did it? Okay. We have various categories, don't we, Stephanie?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends. But they're probably going to need a phone number to call in with.
Yeah,
first.
What is it?
That phone number is 800-942-5669.
Is there an easy way to remember that?
There is. 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. I thought you'd never ask.
Well done. All right, here's a question about pandas. They studied pandas extensively, as you know, and they find that pandas rise off their bottoms what percentage of the time? Their active time. So pandas are kind of sedentary. I don't know if you knew about this. Otherwise, they're very charming and vicious. They're actually quite vicious. But most of the time, they are not. They're just sedentary. You want to know how often do they actually get up off their little furry butts? I'm talking to my dog here.
Well, when they
just a percentage. Yeah, how often do they actually get up and move around?
Pandemonium.
It's a minority figure, I'll tell you that. Minority of the time. Okay, let's go to the phones right now. Paul's on the line from Kendall. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Panda bottoms.
Tall panda bottoms.
No, you're Paul. I'm saying panda bottoms.
Paul.
I'm not calling you anything, Paul. I'm saying... What?
Actually, my name's Scott.
Scott. Paul's panda bottoms. How often do... What percentage of the time do pandas actually raise their little tuchuses off the ground and do something active? Pandas.
What percentage of time?
Yeah, percentage or, you know, like...
I'm going to go with...
Fourth, a third, a half... All the time, some of the time, 50%.
I'm going to go with 60%.
No, that's way high. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Kevin's in Green Bay. Kevin, are you Kevin?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Fine, thank you. Kevin, pandas.
Yeah.
How often do they actually get up off their little cute rear ends with the little button tails?
Exactly 7%.
7%?
Yep.
That's low. Okay. Tom is in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Tom, pandas.
Hi, what was the question?
You know, what part of the day they actually get up and do something? Pandas. How much? What percentage of the day when they actually are doing something?
25%.
Close enough. It's a third. Let's have it. So only a third of the time, though. That's something to think about, friends, on that long drive home to wherever you're from here. No. Tom's in Rhinelander. Tom, are you in the recreational business out there?
I am not. I'm retired.
Oh, you are? What'd you retire from?
Retail management.
Okay. And then are you doing the recreation now?
Oh, you bet. As much as possible.
Yeah, Rhinelander's the place to be, huh?
Oh, it's great, except in the winter.
Yeah. Tom, this is Julie.
Hi, Tom.
Julie. Hi, Tom.
You two are a team right now. You work together. We have various categories, starting with this one that you choose from this one.
So our categories are current events, yes. People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
One of those. Tom?
I like things you should have learned in school.
All righty. Okay. Earliest use of the F word. Let's see. Discovered now. They just discovered it recently, actually. It keeps going further and further back. Was it A, 1906, B, 1503, or C, 1310?
1906.
No, that seems recent, doesn't it?
Pretty sure it wasn't Shakespeare. I don't know.
I'll go with your guess.
Another reason for taking a good English literature course, drama.
I just feel like it must have been a long time ago.
Okay, so you're saying what? 1310?
Yeah, like 1310.
Yes, 1310. Yes, like 1310. In a court document, 1310, a court document. Yeah. I won't tell you what they said, but his first name was Roger. Okay.
That's one right, yes. Zero wrong, and the remaining categories are...
This has got to be it. This is all or nothing.
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Places.
For all or nothing.
Okay. All.
Oh. Quiet the dog. Get on. Now, now. Off table. In Germany, to Merkel. There's an expression, you know, Prime Minister Merkel there. There's an expression now in Germany called to Merkel, or Merkeln, as they say in German. To Merkel. What does to Merkel mean now in Germany? Does it mean to be hesitant, to be forceful, or to be on both sides of an issue? To Merkel.
To be on both sides of the issue.
Or to be hesitant or to be forceful.
Or to be hesitant. To be hesitant.
To be hesitant?
I was going to say to be forceful.
Or to be hesitant.
We're thinking, maybe you're right,
Tom. Or to be
Tom.
On both
maybe
sides of an issue.
Should.
Or to be Merkeled.
Tom, how confident
to be hesitant?
Are you?
Tom?
I'm feeling kind of hesitant. How are you feeling, Tom?
I'm with you. You go right ahead.
Yes,
you
to be
right
hesitant. Holy cow. Come from behind victory with himself.
Julie, you'll get a taste of the Badger State's cheese heritage along with artisanal cheeses from around the world from the evangelical cheesemongers at Fromagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. Tom, discover the intimate connections between marriage and paranoia in Michael Feldman's Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, including the CD My Life, the Musical, with music by John Seeger from Terrace Books. And both of you can bring back or imagine the memories of an Italian childhood with a jar of Carmella's original house marinara sauce from Carmella's, an Italian bistro in Appleton, Wisconsin. And wax nostalgic with a half dozen Michael Feldman Has a Posse plus 7 power stickers. Congratulations to both of you. Planning your next outing? Bring the whole clan to a live broadcast of What Do You Know at Monona Terrace. Make sure to check out our group rate specials online when you order. For more information, click over to notmuch.com. What Do You Know returns to Monona Terrace next week with special guest author Barry Yerbrow, plus music from John and Jeff, all the news that isn't, and your questions for Michael. Check out how you can join the fun online at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Pogue, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for coming. Anybody at Dennis?
PRI, Public Radio International.